Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, this week, we're going to start a very interesting topic, and one that by many is going to be considered pretty controversial. The topic is creationism, and more specifically, young earth creationism. Now, this is a very big topic, so we'll take the next 3 weeks and concentrate solely on creationism, and even then, we'll be just barely touching the tip of the iceberg. So during the course of the next few weeks, there's a book I will mention repeatedly as a great resource if you want to be studying this topic out for yourself. The name of that book is The 6,000-Year Earth, and it is available free on our website. That website address is independencebaptist.org, so feel free to log in and download a copy of the book, review it even this week, between this week's message and next week's message, if you're truly interested in learning more about creation. Well, before we lose too much time this morning, let's go ahead and turn the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds so we can start this very intriguing study of what the Bible teaches us about the age of the earth and how God created it.
This morning, I'd like to speak on the subject of the biblical side of creationism. I'd like to take our text from the book of Psalms, chapter number 8, and verse number 3. The Bible said here, "When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" You know, I am confident that the world is really only 6,000 years old. I am confident not because science has proved it, but in spite of what some scientists say they have proved. There are many well-educated scientists who declare the world to be millions and even billions of years old. There are some scientists who say the universe does not even have a beginning. But I believe what God declares in His Word, not what men say. It is very important to me that the Bible says the world is 6,000 years old, mainly because I did not always believe this. I was raised in a Christian home. I was taught the biblical account of God speaking the world into existence at home and at church. In school, my science teacher taught creationism, mentioning evolution only to let us know that there was such a theory. He said, "Evolution is not true." But write the word evolution in your notes and underline it. Remember, it is not true. Some would call this prejudicial teaching. And if it is, well, I think we still have prejudicial teaching, because creationism is now left out while evolution is included. In 1961, I went to Arkansas Polytechnic University and came face to face with a theory of evolution in biology class. There were many charts and diagrams in this class that portrayed evolution and its progressive steps. There was actually a skeleton in this class, which is very remarkable to me because I had never even seen a skeleton before. But these charts and these diagrams showed a pool of water where life began. The next step was fish, which also began in the water, and then some sort of creature came up out of the water and moved up to the land. The chart then showed the development of plants, and then other animals came along. Finally, there was an ape, and then man came from the ape. I had never seen anything like that in my life, much less to have an authority figure, a teacher, tell me it was true. Some in the class, who were more knowledgeable than me, argued with the professor, but I found out very quickly not to argue with this man. I remember one incident about the teacher making a mathematical error, changing Fahrenheit to centigrade. It was a simple math error, but the professor got very irritated when another student who happened to be a very close friend of mine, pointed out his error in class. He was so irritated that he dismissed class and met with a student in his office, telling him never to publicly mention any error he had ever made. This was the type of person he was. Now, I know that all evolutionists are not like this. I know that. But this man was not a very good professor at all. Really, anybody that wants to receive the truth must realize they are sometimes wrong. Everybody ought to seek the truth so we will know and possess the truth, not just have things our way. Evolutionists that I'm acquainted with will give the impression that anyone who disagrees with evolution should sit down and be quiet. They're not interested in knowing what the truth is. Just don't change their idea. But my sophomore year at Arkansas Polytechnic University, I took a speech class in which I was to give an informational speech. I chose evolution versus creation. In this speech, I used the Bible in an attempt to prove that God created the world through evolution. Then, I didn't even know that was a whole science in itself, if you call that science. It is called the day-age theory of evolution. That was the only way I could reconcile what I'd been taught as a child and what I'd been taught in college. There was much discussion in class today, and I didn't understand everything that was said. This discussion ended my having to deal with evolution for many years. In 1966, I graduated from college and moved to St. Louis, and I remained in church. I knew I was saved. I knew I should be in church, but I was very shaky in most doctrines. While living in St. Louis, I learned many Bible doctrines, and the Lord called me to preach. I fully intended to go to Bible college, but in His providence, the Lord did not allow me to go. I began to pastor Salem Baptist Church in Willow Hill, Illinois, preaching those doctrines I learned from the Bible and learning more and more as I studied for sermons. I began to study on my own, learning the New Hampshire Confession almost verbatim and other confessions of faith. I studied many doctrines and learned all that I could. I had pastored in Willow Hill, Illinois for a couple of years when the doctrine of creationism came up again. Bible Baptist Church in Clarksville, Tennessee, Elton Wilson was a pastor, had a college then, but I could not attend. Well, I tried to attend, but the Lord, it seemed like He wasn't in that at all. But I did what I thought was the next best thing to further my biblical education. Every year, they had a Bible seminar, where they invited various preachers to speak on various subjects. Henry Morris, from the Creation Research Institute in San Diego, California, was one of those speakers. I always ordered all of the seminar tapes, took them into my study, and listened to them as I took notes. Most of the time, as I drove a school bus or went about taking care of other business, I would take those cassette tapes and listen to those tapes as I did my work. I was a janitor at a local school. I had many jobs in those days, and it was very easy to listen to tapes as I worked. I listened to the tapes so much that I can almost tell you what Henry Morris is going to say next. Those tapes had a great influence on my thinking and doctrinal position. If you have any doubts as to creationism, I would highly recommend the Creation Research Institute and any of its publications. I've since become acquainted with Answers in Genesis, led by Ken Ham. When Henry Morris was teaching about creationism, he mentioned that the world was 6,000 years old, and the Bible proves it. Then he continued his lecture. He didn't say anything else about the world being only 6,000 years old. As I listened to the tapes repeatedly, the thought that the world was only 6,000 years old kept coming back to me. In my mind, I went back to the speech I had made in college concerning the age of the world. I realized that if the world was only 6,000 years old, then evolution could not be true. But I could not figure out how a person could prove from the Bible that the world was 6,000 years old. I realized that there were dates in my Bible, but those dates didn't seem complete at all. For example, the first date in my Bible, which is the Thompson Chain reference, is found in Genesis 12. And that date is 1921 B.C. I did not even know how those dates were arrived at. I began to pray about it and to study it. And God began to put some things together for me. You know, I trust that as you listen to the messages that will follow, that you will understand that God has created a perfect world. Now, the things I'm going to say will not be scientific, nor are the things that I say intended to be scientific. What I want to do is to teach you from the Bible about the age of the world. I'm using the Bible as a basis for all my beliefs, not so-called science. Science is one thing, but science that cannot be proved is not science. Now, if you would, take your Bibles and turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 1. The Bible states here, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." This is the very first day that the world is in existence. The day is Sunday. The day is October the 23rd, 4004 B.C. I know that, and I can't get into this morning how that I know that that is the right date. But in subsequent messages, we want to show you how we arrive at that date, October the 23rd in 4004 B.C. It's very evident that that is the right date. But on this day, God created the highest heaven and the angels. When he finished, as it were, the roof of this building, then God started with the foundation of this wonderful fabric of the world. He fashioned the lowermost globe, consisting of the deep and of the earth. Therefore, all the choir of angels sang together and magnified his name. The earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. God created light on the very middle of the first day. God divided this from the darkness and called the one day, and the other he called night. And the Bible says in verse number 5, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." And that is what the Bible says. That is the first day.
Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of this week's message, this particular topic is a pretty big one, and we'll be taking it pretty slow for the next couple weeks as we kind of delve deeper into this. And so I mentioned also that there's a great resource for this study, and it's a book called The 6,000-Year Earth. I would again encourage you to log into the website independencebaptist.org and download a copy of that book. It is free of charge. You can just log in and download a copy for yourself. Now, this topic is often ignored by many because it can be very unpopular, and in many cases you're ignored because they claim that you're ignoring science. However, I would strongly encourage you to research this for yourself by checking out such resources as Answers in Genesis or the Creation Institute. It's very important to understand what the Bible says about creation, not what man says. And if you believe that God's word is true, then study for yourself what he said about creation and the age of the earth in the Bible that he gave us. Well, before our time slips away from us, we do want to extend a personal invitation for you to come and join us for services. You'll find us meeting on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer class, and another worship service at 4:30. Now, Independence Baptist Church meets at 124 South Main Street in Forestville, Missouri, which is located just off of Highway 70 at exit 203. And for more information about what we believe or additional audio messages to listen to, you can log into that website of independencebaptist.org. Now, if you have questions about today's message or any other topic, please click the link Contact IBC Pastor on our homepage, and you'll be able to email us your questions. Well, it is once again time for us to say goodbye for this week, but we do want to thank you for listening and ask that you be sure and tune in again next week for another message on creationism.